Hello and welcome to Parsha for Non-Repetents, where we spend up to 5 minutes discussing Parshas Hashavua, so you don't come to the table thinking, wait, what Parsha is it this week? We'll start with a brief recap of the Parsha and then move on to a short thought. I'm Esther Kurtz, your resident non-Repetent, and let's do this. In Parshas Hazinu, Moshe delivers a poetic farewell to Bnei Yisrael on the final day of his life. The 70-line song, which calls upon heaven and earth as witnesses, reflects on Hashem's relationship with his people. Moshe urges Bnei Yisrael to remember their history, emphasizing how Hashem found them in the Midbar, chose them as his own, and gave them a fruitful land, Eretz Yisrael. Moshe warns against complacency. Once Bnei Yisrael prosper, they may turn away from Hashem, leading to dire consequences, which we've covered in the previous parshios, including Hashem hiding his face from us. Despite these warnings, which can be depressing, Moshe reassures Bnei Yisrael that Hashem will eventually reconcile with us and bring justice. The parsha closes with Hashem instructing Moshe to ascend Har Nevo, where he will view Eretz Yisrael, but not enter it. And that's the parsha. Let's move on to a short part from Rav Shlomo Volba. The parsha is very lyrical, and lyrics tend to be vague and metaphorical and need more obvious unpacking. Rav Volba focuses on the word Ki Arov Katamar Lichi, may my Torah drip like the rain. Obvious question, how is Torah like rain that is used here as a simile? Rabbi Rucham Lubavitz explains that rain makes the soil damp and sets the stage up for success. The ground is fertile and all that, but the actual growth, that comes within the seed itself. Same is with the Torah. It preps and cultivates and guides, but a bulk of the growth comes from the person. Once a person desires growth and makes movement towards the sky, Torah facilitates it tremendously because the environment is the perfect vibe. Unlike Shabbos leftovers on Tuesday. Rav Volba goes further to quote Rabbeinu Yonah, who asks, if a person does not arouse himself, how will Musar help? And Rav Volba explains that a person has to spur himself to growth by properly digesting and integrating whatever they've seen, read, and heard, which in turn means we need to be mindful of what we take in. You knew all this already, but it's just before Rosh Hashanah. We're doing a Cheshbon HaNefesh or attempting to. Or maybe we're just at the I know I should do it stage. And if we're being introspective, we might as well go back to basics. We don't exist and grow in a vacuum. Let your environment set you up for success. Let Torah work its magic on you. You just need to take the first step toward it. Wishing you a beautiful Shabbos and a ksiva v'chasima tova. See you next parsha. Questions or comments? Email me at emunah4nr@gmail.com. That's EMUNAH, 4NR@gmail.com.